Elvis in the Morning by William F. Buckley, Jr. Book 1. 1. Wiesbaden, 1951 to 1954. After pleading for 3 weeks, Orson finally got permission. His mother would allow him to bicycle to his school in Wiesbaden. He had argued his point persuasively, and finally, irresistibly. True, he would average on his bicycle only 16 miles per hour. True, the bus traveled at a greater speed, but Orson presented his patient mother with stopwatched documentation filling 6 pages, including diagrams. The research extended over a trial period of 2 weeks and concluded that, on a bicycle, he would arrive at school at the same time as the bus.
"The bus driver, Mum, has to zigzag his way. He has to pick up 9 other kids before arriving at school. On my bike, I could leave the house 12 minutes and 20 seconds after the bus."
Francie Killer had intentionally stretched out the interval between hearing Orson's request and acquiescing to it. She liked watching her precocious boy lower his eyes in earnest frustration over the law's delays. He wore his eyeglasses, with the trim tortoiseshell frame so tightly against his face, they seemed more like frames around his eyes than eyeglasses. Looking through them at his eyes, she saw, magnified, the hazel light of his irises, intensifying the ardor of his petition. Orson had needed glasses since age 5 and seldom took them off. His unruly hair fell down over his eyes, especially when engrossed in a book, and absent-mindedly running his fingers over his head, managing somehow to see.